Welcome to Candlelit Tarot, where I hope to uplift, give hope, guidance, and advice. I'm your host, DL Bester, and in today's episode, we're going to do a little bit of a catch-up and talk about the last few catch-ups or updates and do a reading towards the end. So I'm really excited to get into that. I have a lot to share and a lot to talk about. So before we get all into that, let's say hello to today's sponsor, Anchor, the free way to make a podcast. Okay, so before we get into the reading, I want to talk about the last several updates that I've given. Listen, you guys are probably thinking, wow, like all she does is update us on things. No, that's not it. It's just that I'm very indecisive sometimes and I have to make up my mind on things. So I like to talk about them a lot first before I actually go through with things. And, you know, that's how I process things. Anyway, so what I mainly wanted to talk about is I know I said I was going to do a Patreon, and then I believe in the last episode I was going to do Ko-Fi. Technically, I have a Ko-Fi and a Patreon, all for Candlelit Tarot, but I have decided to go with Buy Me a Coffee, and I like it because it's so simple, it's really easy, and it's my favorite, honestly. I just started it as of last night, because this is, what's today? This is Wednesday morning. So I just started the Buy Me a Coffee. I'm really excited about it. This is a way that you guys can support this podcast. And also, another thing that I wanted to update you guys on is that these episodes are now going to be shorter, and the long episodes are going to go up on Buy Me a Coffee. Those are going to be uploaded there for members. So if you guys want longer episodes and just more content, as well as a lot of other things I'm offering, like games and trivia. I know that sounds like, is that still tarot related? Yes, it is. They're going to be fun tarot games, intuitive games, a lot of really fun stuff, as well as access to the Candlelit Tarot Discord. It's all going to be available for members, and I'm very excited to even be doing all of this. I love doing all of this. I never thought that I would be like a content creator, but here I am creating content, and it's fun. And I really love it. I've also been doing my other podcasts too. I have 4 now in total, and it's only because like I love talking. I didn't think that I did love talking, but there's so much I want to talk about, and I'm so excited about it, and I'm so thrilled, and I love all my podcasts. I feel like this is literally one of my passions. I actually have quite a few hobbies, but this is not what we're talking about. Podcasting is definitely one of my favorite things to do. I love it so much. And I know people say that about like YouTube and stuff. YouTubers, technically, I'm a YouTuber for my other podcasts that I do. If you guys want to check out any of the other ones, I will leave my link tree linked, so that way you can check out all of the content that I create, because it's a lot, but it's so much fun. It's therapeutic. It's just great creating things, like just making stuff and putting it out there for people to see. It feels really good, and I applaud anybody that does that, and anybody who hasn't done it and is just thinking about putting things on the internet. That's the first step. So you can, like, you know, scratch it off the list, because you've thought about it, you've put your mind to it, you've maybe even like wrote some little notes about it, you know, you just haven't actually taken that step yet. But this is your sign. Take that next step, because I create lots of things on the internet, and it's just so much fun. I love it so much. So that is with those updates. Yes, all of the longer episodes are going to be uploaded on Buy Me a Coffee for members only. The first tier is going to be $1, and this is going to just have some extra content, probably some card pulls. I'm actually, as soon as I finish this episode and uploading it, I'm going to go ahead and go on Buy Me a Coffee and fill everything in. So by the time that you guys see this, everything will be filled in already. And I will put some things on there for you guys to check out. The $5 tier is the one that's going to have access to Discord. So that way we can talk and we can have like voice, whatever it's called, voice chats and things and trivia and games and intuitive games and just a lot of really fun, positive things. And I hope that you guys get on there so that way we can all talk. You guys can even ask me questions, and if you feel comfortable, you can send me voice messages and I will put them in episodes to feature you. And you can also leave your handle if you want, so that way people can follow you. So I'm doing a lot of different things, but they're all tarot related, and it's going to be so much fun, so positive, so fun. So stick around for that. Like I said, by the time this episode will be uploaded for you to listen, the Buy Me a Coffee will be filled in with the details of what each tier comes with. Now, you can still support my Patreon if you would like, but I do not regularly get on Patreon. I will be more regular on Buy Me a Coffee because it's much, much faster and easier for me. And that is why I chose that one. And I didn't choose Ko-Fi. I could have chosen Ko-Fi, but it's kind of the same thing. I feel like Buy Me a Coffee is the fastest, and I love that I can upload from my phone. I wish this was sponsored, but it's not. Okay, so I think that's all the updates I have for you guys. I also have a brand new podcast that I'm so excited to talk about. And I promise you, if I get another idea for a podcast, I'm gonna come out with a fifth one. But this fourth podcast, okay, this one is called The Book Realm, and I'm so excited. This will be linked in my link tree, so if you want to go and listen to that as well, you can. This podcast is going to be all about books and just talking about a love for reading, because reading is also something else that I'm passionate about, and just good stuff, really good stuff on there. All of my podcasts are really good and positive, so definitely go and check those out because there's so much more to come. And yeah, I'm so happy about it. Okay, so let's get into the actual reading. Like I said, if you want longer episodes, then become a member on Buy Me a Coffee, not just for longer episodes, but for those few episodes that you guys may have missed out on because they were subscriber based or subscription based, those will be uploaded to Buy Me a Coffee, so that way you can listen on there. And all of the episodes will be longer for you guys to enjoy. So yeah, let's get into today's reading, and I'm so excited you're here listening. All right, so the first card that you guys got is the Five of Swords, and this represents conflict as well as defeat, or maybe even some tension going on. So with this, I would start with saying, what's going on right now that you probably already feel tension from? Maybe there's a certain relationship, or, you know, at work you may feel tension because there could have been a certain situation happening. It all depends on that. But because this can go so many different ways, the tension is possibly not even coming from you. This could be something that's completely unwanted on your part. You might even be trying to just get away from it. On this card, Five of Swords, in this picture I'm using the Modern Witch deck. This person is kind of separated from these other people that are clearly upset. And this could be you. This could be you. Maybe you're just separating yourself from the situation. Maybe there's more than one person involved. Whatever it is, you're just trying to get away from this. You don't want anything to do with it. You don't want any of that negative energy. And this is something that has happened before. maybe somebody has pulled you into something that has nothing to do with you, and you feel that way now. It all depends on that. But if this is your case, if this is your situation, then definitely just step away. If you've felt like you've been betrayed or maybe even defeated by something or someone, then the best thing to do is just, you know, be done with it and let things lie, basically. Or as in, you know, some people would say, take that L, take that loss, and then move on. But it can be tough, obviously. This is all easier said than done. It's not like you can just, oh yeah, I'm really just over it. No, it depends on the situation. You could definitely be a lot more upset. You could be one of these upset people. But it's all with how you choose to react to it. I'm feeling like this is more work related. So maybe someone got an idea when you could have had that idea, or, you know, pitched something that you could have pitched. I don't know how work situations go, but I do know that it could be a work situation. And this is something to consider, you know. And if you are just trying to get away from certain people that are obviously conflicting, then just continue to stay away from that. You don't want that negative energy, the whole carrying the conflict wherever you go, making other people feel negative. That's something that we want to distance ourselves from, not be near. Next up, we have the Ace of Wands, and this is inspiration and creation and beginnings and power. And that's exactly what I see whenever I look at this card. It's all about power. Someone is usually holding the wand, ready to feel its magic, ready to work it. So we just talked about betrayal a little bit, and loss and tension or conflict, however you would like to define it. And with the Ace of Wands, it's here telling us, even though you may feel like you took a loss or you feel betrayed by something or someone, you still hold all the cards. You hold the power, you hold the ability to move on from the situation, and you have the ability to not dwell in it. It's all up to you and how you react to certain things. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to feel upset and to, you know, cuss a bunch of people out if that's what you want to do. Probably not the best move, but if that's what you want to do, okay. I just feel it's not the best move, you know, it's not. But if there's a lot you have to get off your chest, then, you know, it's going to come out eventually. So you have to think about it like that. You have the power to move past these situations that you feel like are going to hold you down for a long time. Don't let those small things continue to get you down and make you feel like you can't move past them, because you will. You'll probably wake up the next morning and you've forgotten about it already. It all just depends on how you choose to react to the situations. And lastly, we have the Seven of Wands. This represents challenge or competition and perseverance. And I feel like this is perfect. I feel like this almost represents workplace or just being competitive with somebody. Looking at all these three cards, you know, somebody's been defeated and somebody is, you know, obviously upset. It could be you. But at the same time, you hold the power, you hold the ability to move past it. And the Seven of Wands is here to tell you that you're ready for more challenges. You're over this already. You may not feel like you're over it because, you know, it is something that really could have taken a toll on you and hurt you. But you're ready for the next challenge. You're competitive and you know exactly what to do next. Don't let those small things get you down. You are this strong individual who is able to rise up after these extreme challenges that some other people just cannot handle. So it's all up to you. You hold the cards in your hand. There's a lot of energy going on here, but at the end of the day, these cards represent doing something and taking action. don't continue to just feel sad and feel like you should dwell on it. Get yourself up, get yourself moving, get yourself out of that hump, and don't allow yourself to, you know, constantly be sad, you know, listen to sad music, watch sad movies, you know. Don't dwell in those feelings and those thoughts. You don't have to believe everything that you think, okay? And that's a quote I read a few days ago. I should have written it down or saved it or something, because I don't know who said it, but all the thoughts that you have, you don't have to believe all of them. It's up to you. It's all up to you. You pick and choose what you believe. You pick and choose how negative or positive you want to be. So that is all I have for you guys. I know that was sweet and short, but don't forget those longer episodes are going to be up for members only on my Buy Me a Coffee. So I will have some episodes up for you guys by the time you hear this. And they will be those ones that you guys were not able to listen to before. So I really appreciate you all supporting me and hanging out and listening to my rambles and my updates, and they're constant. But we're just going to keep it pushing. We're going to keep it moving, because we have things to achieve. We have goals. We have accomplishments that we need to get to. And there's a lot of work to do. And I'm ready. Are you ready? Because I'm ready. There's a lot to be done. So, thank you so much for listening. This is Candela Tarot. Up until next time. I always say that up until, I don't know, until next time. I'm sending you all peace and love. Bye.